Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. I just want to thank you all for joining me here on Christmas Eve. I want to wish you and yours a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We've got some special programming for you here on Civic Media and the show all through the holiday season. But today is a special day. We're going to have some very perfectly selected prior show sounds for you throughout the day today. But I wanted to start today's Christmas Eve show by sharing some of my favorite Christmas memories with each and every one of you. Coming in, one of my favorite collections of Christmas music is Wynton Marsalis and Jazz at Lincoln Center, the Wynton Marsalis Band. I have seen them a number of times at Lincoln Center. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I lived in New York for a clip of time, and I was lucky enough to live not too far from Lincoln Center. So the holidays were always a bunch of fun for me in New York. The shopping, I lived right off of Columbus Circle, shopping in Columbus Circle, the incredible decorations, walking up and down Fifth Avenue, Times Square, all of the memories and sounds of New York in the holiday season were really incredible. Now, one very special memory, it was the first year that I had lived in New York, and it was New Year's Eve. And I had no hot date, y'all. I was at home. But that New Year's Eve, I got myself a bottle, maybe two, of really good champagne, kicked my feet up, and watched the New Year's Eve countdown from Times Square, which, that's a holiday classic, right? Many of us, even if you are partying with friends or loved ones on New Year's Eve, you put on the ball drop, right? I mean, this is a rite of yearly passage for all of us. Well, that year in New York, it was extraordinarily warm outside. And so I actually had my windows open. So you can imagine me in my PJs, feet up, glass of the champs in my hand, with, you know, the Dick Clark ball drop with the windows open in my living room, watching the New Year's Eve celebration. Of course, East Coast is the first of the United States time zones for the New Year's celebration to hit. And as is the tradition, all of the people in Times Square count down, right, once you get to midnight. So I'm sitting there with my bottle of bubbly, feet up, and windows open. And when it gets time for the countdown, guess what, everybody? I could actually hear it in real time through my windows. And the sound of all of these tens of thousands of people sort of in joyful exuberance, in party mode, as New Yorkers really do best, counting down and cheering their butts off, I got to mute the TV and listen to all of this joy. And it absolutely filled me with incredible love and excitement for the year. And I didn't feel alone. One of the things that I found really remarkable about New York is that you can be alone. Sometimes it's very lonely, but most times you can be alone and yet with people all the time. And so I was at home alone with my feet up and my bottle of champagne, but I was not alone. So my thanks to New York, it was quite a warm welcome for me as a Midwesterner to celebrate from the privacy of my own living room New Year's Eve with all of those New Year's revelers. The other reason that the Wynton Marsalis Jazz at Lincoln Center Christmas music means so very much to me is that my folks and I, my dad is a huge jazz fan. And of course, we had gone to jazz at Lincoln Center when I was living there as a family and had really enjoyed so much of that incredible music. And the other thing that's great about Jazz at Lincoln Center and Wynton Marsalis specifically is that they make an effort to bring on up-and-coming artists that join that jazz band together, which is always a treat. But just a couple of years ago, I think it was right before COVID hit. It was either 2018 or 2019. Jazz from Lincoln Center and Wynton Marsalis went on a Christmas tour, and they played at the Performing Arts Center in Milwaukee. And I took my folks. That was my gift to them that Christmas holiday. And we had a nice dinner beforehand, my treat, part of the outing package. We really enjoyed that show. And here was the amazing thing. And the through line here was when we got to that concert venue early, because my parents like to be very early. They're of that age now. We ran into so many people that we know. My dad worked in city government. He was a public servant as well. My mom was a nurse. They've always been very involved in their church communities. I've obviously worked in public service. It was like everywhere we looked, we saw someone that we knew from our neighborhood, from our work. It felt like an impromptu party with the best live music you could ever possibly imagine. And I remember sitting with my folks and holding both of their hands as we listened to this. Now, I'm a grown folk. You know, I was in my 40s, but we had such a moment there together and so enjoyed that. And again, this feeling of togetherness with our community, with Milwaukee, that shared joy and exuberance that music and those collective moments can bring to each and every one of us. It was truly, truly a special memory, and one that I will treasure for a long time to come. And true to form, as the Jazz from Lincoln Center Jazz Band does and Wynton Marsalis does, they had some up-and-coming artists that we thoroughly enjoyed. It was really an inspirational and true holiday moment for us all, which brings me to my last holiday memory that I want to share with you all briefly. You remember when Grand Avenue opened way back in the day in Milwaukee? It was quite a scene, and it was usually decorated to the absolute nines. Well, my dad and I, when I was a little kid, had a tradition that he would pick me up and we'd go back downtown because he worked in City Hall. We'd go back downtown to go Christmas shopping together for my mom. And that year, and we'd usually grab a bite to eat and we'd go all around the Grand Avenue. But usually we'd leave Grand Ave to go to dinner then. And this year, with our arms loaded with packages, it had started to snow. And it was just beautiful outside. And I don't even remember where the hell we were going for dinner. But I remember me with my little hand around a bunch of packages and my dad with one of his hands with a bunch of packages and us holding hands. And we took a big old, and it was dark outside with all of the beautiful Christmas lights on Wisconsin Avenue. And I remember you had just gotten enough snow so that like you could take a sled like or an inner tube down the street and just lay it. You don't need a hill because it was just slick enough. And my dad took his totes off of his dress shoes. You know, the tote rubber things that men would put on their dress shoes to keep their dress shoes from getting all messy. He took those off, and with all of our packages, right outside of Grand Avenue, walking down Wisconsin Avenue, we took a little bit of a quick jog, and then me and my dad sliding, holding hands, going down Wisconsin Avenue together as the snow came down. It's like burned as a photograph in my memory. And of course, my dad took a wee bit of a tumble at the end of our slide in his dress coat without his totes on, but he jumped back up and we did it again and slid our way down Wisconsin Avenue towards Water Street. And I will never forget that. I was probably 5 or 6 years old, just a little kid. And it was just such a special, special memory. So to each and every one of you, first and foremost, let me say thanks for tuning into Civic Media. We don't do this if you're not listening, and we appreciate you all so much. And from me to you, I hope that your holiday season is filled with special moments that can create memories that last a lifetime. And if you are alone, I have this to say to you. You're never alone. We're here for you at Civic Media. This is your community. It is for you. It is by you. It is about you. Always remember that even when you're alone, you are still in community. And get out there, take a walk, check out the lights, and be in community as we wrap our arms around one another this holiday season. So Merry Christmas from me, Maggie Dawn, to each and every one of you. Happy holidays, everybody. Please stay safe and have a wonderful holiday celebration. We're going to kick it off with more from Wynton Marsalis, a little more jingle bells. Again, hope your holiday season is filled with lots of bells, joy, and celebration.